With only a glance. Okay. So around 2012, I was getting out of high school. I was really, really into musical theater, which I'm not as much anymore, but at the time it was a very big influence on me. And you can hear that in so many of my early things is these songs that could have been pulled from, you know, shows that never made it to off-Broadway, shows that never made it to off-Broadway. With Only a Glance is fun because it was the first time that I got to hear someone who Katie Colosimo, she's this one of my peers. She played in this this jazz group called Something Tasty, who never went anywhere, but God, if you can find those recordings, they're really something else. Amazing, amazing singer, someone I really admired. And this was a Fluttershy track that I wrote late into my senior year of high school, early 2012. Brony is, you know, starting to surge. And I just wrote it, recorded it by myself. I don't think I even had really put it out yet. When I ended up signing up for this 48-hour video challenge, which is like it goes city to city, and then teams sign up, and you have 48 hours to make like a 5 to 7 minute little movie thing. And Katie Colosimo, I got her on my team because tremendous actress, tremendous singer, and the movie was called Sphincterless Born Without a Butt, and it was a stupid mockumentary about where I played a fictional version of myself making a documentary about somebody who was born without a anus. And midway through the 48 hours, I remembered the song, and I thought, knowing that Katie was such a great singer, I was like, Katie, can you learn this track real quick and lay it down, and we can put it over the end credits? And we actually had a duet version where we fall in love at the end of the movie. It's very stupid. It won second place. Not an accomplishment, thank you. Not something to be proud of. But so she laid it down in literally like 30 minutes. I mean, it's a 2-minute song, but girl, oh, she was so, so good. And I ended up taking her full take, and with her permission, I put it out as a pony song. And it's like Flutter Dash. I mean, it was so early in the show that like nobody really had an idea of who the characters really were, and shipping was kind of just mostly based on aesthetics and basic personalities and Flutter Dash, like, ugh. Yeah, I don't know. I think this one's fun. I like that it's gentle, it's nice. You know, this song would be fucking nothing if Katie wasn't singing on it, but what this did for me was, this was the first time I got to hear a strong female singer who I really admired singing on top of one of my works. And that was something that influenced me for a long, long, long time going forward. And working with people was that I loved writing songs and hearing women who I admired sing on them. And so I tried to work with a lot of people, and I really got to do so. So this song was the start of all that.